Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The object of our hope. But by faith we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope. Galatians 5:5. Waiting room. The very words conjure up images of unpleasant times in the doctor's or dentist's office. For the Christian, waiting on God is a way of life. Paul spent much of his early Christian life alone in the desert, learning to wait. In Galatians 5:5, he shares one of the keys he discovered about waiting on God: waiting by faith. Matthew Henry explains why waiting is an essential discipline. Walk with Matthew Henry, an English pastor born in 1662, best known for his devotional Bible commentary. Here we observe what Christians are waiting for: the hope of righteousness, the happiness of the other world. This is called the hope of Christians, the great object of their hope, which they desire and pursue above everything else. Though a life of righteousness leads to this happiness, yet it is the righteousness of Christ alone which has procured it for us. We also learn how Christians hope to obtain this happiness by faith in Jesus Christ, not by the works of the law or anything they can do to deserve it, but only by faith, receiving and relying on Him as the Lord, our righteousness. We also see how Christians are waiting for the hope of righteousness through the Spirit. They act under the direction and influence of the Holy Spirit. Under His conduct and by His assistance, they are both persuaded and enabled to believe in Christ and to look for the hope of righteousness through Him. Today's New Testament reading is Galatians chapter 4, verse 21 through chapter 5, verse 15.
Tell me, you who want to be under the law, are you not aware of what the law says? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. His son by the slave woman was born according to the flesh, but his son by the free woman was born as a result of a divine promise. These things are being taken figuratively. The women represent two covenants. One covenant is from Mount Sinai and bears children who are to be slaves. This is Hagar. Now Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia and corresponds to the present city of Jerusalem because she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem that is above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Be glad, barren woman, you who never bore a child. Shout for joy and cry aloud, you who were never in labor, because more are the children of the desolate woman than of her who has a husband." Now you, brothers and sisters, like Isaac, are children of promise. At that time, the son born according to the flesh persecuted the son born by the power of the Spirit. It is the same now. But what does Scripture say? Get rid of the slave woman and her son, for the slave woman's son will never share in the inheritance with the free woman's son. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free woman. Galatians 5. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. For through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love. You were running a good race. Who cut in on you to keep you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion, whoever that may be, will have to pay the penalty. Brothers and sisters, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other.
A long wait is often helped by having someone to wait with you. You have been given such a companion, the Holy Spirit. His presence can help you view disappointments as divine appointments. Commit your waiting moments to Him. Ask for insight in knowing how to use each postponement and delay for eternal purposes. And while you wait, meditate on the hope of righteous eternal life with Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.